USANews.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have with us Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, retired from the Special Forces in the military, who fought in Vietnam. But before we get to that, I just wanted to point out, why did we go to Vietnam to fight? And you must understand, it was a wonderful diversion to take our attention away from what was going on here in America. As they took God and prayer out of our schools and laid out the foundation for the violence that's in our country today, you take God and prayer out of our schools and discipline out of our homes and discipline out of our schools, and should we be surprised that our young people are unruly? We begin to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., begin to violate the Constitution in correcting incidences of certain injustice in our states. And then we found a woman had a right to kill the unborn child. And, of course, if it's all right to kill unborn children, is there anything wrong with murder? Vietnam was a very, very convenient diversion. And why did we go to Vietnam? Why? Because, of course, of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't exist. And, ladies and gentlemen, every war we've gone into has been a contrived war, and the war we're about to go into with Iran will be contrived. They'll come up with sort of an incident, that Iranian leaders are terrible people. But remember, we installed them in 1979. We toppled the Shah of Iran and installed the Ayatollahs. In fact, the CIA, I can remember at the time, even flew the Ayatollah Khamenei from Paris, where he was living, to Tehran to be installed as the new leader there. And, of course, whether you know it or not, why, it was the Shah's secret police that had been trained by the CIA who became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which are keeping the Ayatollahs in power today and certainly behind Hezbollah. But nothing as it appears to be. And now we're going to war with Iran, and there will be a contrived incident. Understand that's how you get wars going, and getting the American people to be behind an attack on Iran, because they might get a nuclear weapon like Pakistan and India and China and Russia and Israel. But they all have nuclear weapons and they don't use them. But I'm sure we'll be able to foment a war where they are used, and we're moving into terrible, terrible times. Well, Colonel Marvin, you fought over there in Vietnam, and and you felt the frustration of a no-win war where our men fought bravely, but they weren't allowed to win. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Doctor. And I just feel honored to be on your program. And you really hit the gong on the head, I guess you might say, on the fact that the wars are contrived. It's interesting. I knew one of the Green Berets that was on with two teams of Green Berets that went into Cuba and brought Castro into power. And here we are, of course, then he became our enemy, but he was never tackled because the Castro was a good man behind the drug-running scheme. And I think that Vietnam had a lot of that to do with it. You know, you know how hard I tried to get General Westmoreland court-martialed for aiding the enemy, a fact that he admitted in his own book, A Soldier Reports. And for your listening audience, it's the book, A Soldier Reports. And in my book, Expendable Elite, which I know you handle through your office, I quote General Westmoreland in his own words, because A Soldier Reports is an autobiography, not written by somebody else about him, but what he wrote. And he was ordered, and he said these are his words, he was ordered not to tell the Congress that our president had allowed safe havens for the enemy inside of Cambodia, that our White House had authorized the use of the Mekong River by the enemy as their main supply route. And the way they did that is they set up a standard whereby when a ship went up the Mekong River of international registry, for example, the one Lithuanian ship that I saw, that ship went up there and our government could only put, or our men on the ground could put, two Green Berets and two national policemen on that ship, but they were not allowed to inspect anything on that ship except the cargo manifest. In this particular instance, in 1966, the cargo manifest read 10,000 tons of toys. Can you believe that? Well, the captain in charge of the A-team that controlled the Mekong River, like I controlled the Bassac River, he sent a team of Green Berets and indigenous special forces and followed that ship up the river towards Phnom Penh, where they unloaded that ship, and it had 10,000 tons of weapons and ammunition for our enemy. Now, President Johnson authorized all of that. And today, Karzai, the president in Afghanistan, has ordered, and I got this from a veteran who was wounded very seriously, and he said his big complaint was that Karzai had come out with a rule that our men, our forces, whether they be Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, whatever, could not fight against the enemy in Afghanistan after dark. Now, you know, Dr. Stan, that almost all the fighting that we did in Vietnam against insurgents was at nighttime. In fact, we all wore black pajamas, so we would not be seen by the enemy at night as easy as if we wore clothes that didn't go with the dark. It's just a shame that these things are going on right now. As a matter of fact, in Afghanistan, if a Marine patrol or an Army patrol runs into a enemy element, and that enemy element goes into a house, just a plain old house, not necessarily a one of their churches, but the house, they have to, and they fire at our men from that house, our men have to get permission to fire back at them.
And it's like Vietnam all over again, ladies and gentlemen. It's another no-win war. We're sending our boys to be butchered. Where is the outcry from the American people? We'll be right back.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you not understand what's going on in Afghanistan today, unless and what went on in Iraq today, unless you understand what went on in Vietnam. We didn't go there to win. We were not allowed to win the war. We were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. We couldn't stop their supplies. We never went there to win. And if you understand that, it all makes sense anymore than we right today. We're fighting in Afghanistan. We're in our ninth year, and we're not fighting to win. And I think General McChrystal got himself fired. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. But somebody has to let the American people know that people highly placed in the military do not approve of our current administration or the last administration are sending our boys to fight and die in wars where we're financing the Pakistani government, that's financing the ISI, that's financing the Taliban, and financing the Al-Qaeda, who are killing our boys. Why would you do something like that? Because you want a war, but you certainly don't want to win the war. That's why you put restrictions on our forces. I mean, we've got the best military in the world and courageous men to carry it out. But when you don't let them win, are you surprised that the war goes on?
That's the sad part about it to me, Dr. Stan. I lost my four best friends in Vietnam. I lost some friends in Korea. General MacArthur knew what to do in Korea. General McChrystal knew what to do in Afghanistan. But like you said, we don't want to win that war, so they removed those people. The saddest part is the men that go in there on the ground, the enlisted men with the weapons that face the enemy, face the IEDs, they all go there to win the war, and some of them get killed because our government won't let us do it.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's about time the American people understood and, of course, got involved in this instead of just sitting back and watching, you know, what's happening as far as you know, the soccer is concerned, and
right.
Watching the baseball. People, men and women, become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. But go ahead,
Dr. Colonel. Stan, you're so right, because, you know, you've read the article. I sent you a copy of it on General Westmoreland that tells about him aiding the enemy. Only one newspaper had the courage to print that in full, and that was the American Free Press. which is under the gun by the CIA. They'd like to close them down if they possibly could. But programs like yours are what we need more of in this United States of America, so that when we do go to war, first of all, that we just bring our soldiers back from the wars they're involved in right now, because they're not our wars. Let the tribal chiefs fight amongst themselves, as far as I'm concerned, and whatever the result is, that's in their nation, not in the United States of America. Let's face it, you remember back on 9/11, 17 of those men that were in those airplanes that went into the Twin Towers were from Saudi Arabia. Did you hear anything against Saudi Arabia? No, we invaded Iraq, which was not even involved in it.
Well, the American people have to stop and think. And, of course, they give us all the explanations why we went to Iraq. Well, it was really because George Bush was mad at Saddam Hussein because he tried to assassinate his father, or we did it for the Israelis, or we did it because we wanted the oil, or, you know, they've got all the explanations. They will never tell you the real reason, and that's that we want our boys there in preparation for the coming war with Iran. We want to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. You can don't believe that's the plan. You can read the Rebuilding America's Defenses section of on the Project for the New American Project for the New American Century website. That's Project for the New American Century website. Read it, Rebuilding America's Defenses. They say the plan is to keep our troops stationed indefinitely in the Middle East. And ladies and gentlemen, they tell you the boys are coming home. They can tell you whatever they want to, but they're going to war with Iran. And when they do, there are going to be terrible consequences.
That's right.
For those,
you know, General MacArthur ended World War II by demanding a complete surrender and by using two atomic bombs that certainly killed a lot of innocent people in the minds of a lot of other people. But those people that were killed were Japanese, and they were our enemy at the time. And they were all sworn to defeat us and to kill as many Americans as possible. General MacArthur knew what to do. We left. We still got tens of thousands of GIs in Korea. And I was there when we built the prisoner exchange compound and right at the end of the war. And then we left tens of thousands of American troops since 1954 in Korea. To me, I would pull them back to the United States, let South Korea defend that border, and if North Korea attacked, I'd drop as many atomic bombs as was needed in North Korea to let them know that we mean business and we want to protect our friends and we want to protect our forces at the same time.
Well, we have our troops stationed in Japan. We've got our troops stationed in South Korea, in Germany. We have our troops stationed in 135 nations throughout the world.
That's right.
The American people don't want an empire, but the people who run the country do.
Yep. Amen. The White House wants to be the global White House.
Amen to that. Well, Colonel, do you ever hear any rumbles from the people in the military about how they feel about what we're doing, about the no-win wars that we fought in Korea and in Vietnam and the no-win war we're fighting in Afghanistan today?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you a good one. I called General Tommy Franks when he was in charge of the war in Iraq. I called him to let him know that we just had a big celebration here in Casanova, support the troops celebration, and everybody in town that came to the celebration signed this sheet supporting the troops, a regular bed sheet, and we mailed that down to the general so he could send it on to the troops. And I asked him what was his two biggest concerns about going into Iraq. He started to tell me that he had to hang up, he had to get off the phone to go to a meeting, and he put his lieutenant colonel, senior advisor, or assistant, on the phone, and he told me, and I think I sent you a copy of this, I'm not sure. He told me, number one, that the general was most disturbed over the fact he only got half of the troops that he wanted, just 50% of what he wanted, because he wanted to leave troops in the cities and get the government going so it would indeed be a free Iraq, a democratic Iraq, like we're a democratic nation. But he only got half of them. And the other thing that bothered him was that of all the people that were working as advisors to the Secretary of Defense, not a one of them had ever served in combat. Now, I thought that was great, and I kind of felt in love with General Franks as a general, that he would tell the Americans the truth, because I got word of this from the magazine, the Cigar Aficionado, where they quoted him. And so I was very happy with that until he retired, and they gave him a plush job to start the new Army Museum, which we've never had one. And when he did that, he wrote a book, and he purposely in that book contradicted what he had told me and his staff had told me, and he said he got all the troops he wanted, and he really thought there was a great bunch of advisors that developed the plan for the attack on Iraq.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, if you want to get your books published, you want to get ahead, you go along with the establishment, and you don't tell the American people the truth, and that's the tragedy.
Right, unless you want to go to court like me.
Yeah, I know.
And
but,
my publisher, when we told the truth.
A lot of military leaders who will compromise what they know is right because they want to get ahead, and what we need are men who have courage like MacArthur and certainly like McChrystal, who will tell it like it is and take the consequences. And if you
that's
have to
right.
resign from the military, you resign from the military, and then you come forward and at least try to tell the truth. Now, admittedly, since the media is controlled, you're not going to get it out. But there are alternative methods, and especially today, we do have alternative media, and more Americans are
telling
the truth.
It's interesting. People can go onto my website, expendableelite.com, and we paid up front, my publisher and I, Chris Milligan, paid $2,500 to have the complete extract, that's not the right word, but what told the truth, all the words
file.
That went on in the trial, everybody's
the
conversation. Excuse me?
The transcript of the trial.
Right, the transcript. That's on my website. So if anybody's got any question as to whether I'm telling the truth or Chris Milligan's telling the truth, just go to that website and you can read what was actually told in that trial. One of the things was their senior attorney asked me, do you mean to tell me that you wrote this book hoping the CIA would sue you? And I said, that is correct, sir. Boy, the jury just all of a sudden just looked right straight at me. And he said, why? And I looked at the jury and I told him, well, the CIA could sue me for only two things. One was that I released top secret information throughout my book. And I said I did that on purpose. And every place it's listed in my book is shown as top secret in all caps, like you do in official military documentation. The second thing was that I gave the name, Walter McKim, of the CIA operative who asked me to arrange an ambush and assassination of the leader of another country, Prince, at that time, Prince Norodom Sihanouk. And if they were to do that, I told the jury, I would have been willing to spend a few years in prison just to have the truth known from the source of the evil in our government.
And, of course, the thing is that they can't let the American people know that they assassinate leaders all throughout the world. And
that's right.
A lot of this was brought out in the Church Committee hearings back in the 70s. And then nothing about it since then, except for the book that was written by John Perkins, Confession of an Economic Hitman, where he told about how when he was working for the government, as an agent supposedly working for private industry, how he knew of a number of the people he contacted, government leaders, who were killed by the CIA. And
yep.
He names them. That's why, of course, they could discredit that book. They can't let the American people know about the dark side of government, the evil people who've taken over our government, who are killing leaders throughout the world, and how many times do planes just accidentally crash containing national leaders, who have done something to distress the people in Washington, D.C., or in New York City, where the real center of power is.
Well, Colonel,
go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. No, I agree with you 100%. That's why one of the reasons they took us to court, they didn't like the fact that I admitted in that book, and it's the truth, and we proved it to the jury, that I was trained as an assassin to be used by the CIA to silence anybody they wanted to without even having to tell any of us why they were being killed.
Well, they always would tell you that they were somehow enemies of our country or they were helping the enemy. Wasn't that the usual line?
Yep, that was it. And just like when they asked me to kill Commander Pitzer of the Navy, they said he was going to be taking secrets to the enemy. Well, the secrets were the actual pictures of the Kennedy autopsy, and the enemy was us, the American people.
Right, and of course, the thing is that they killed President Kennedy. They got away with it.
Yep.
The information has come out now. The fellow who was in charge of the archives has written a five-part book going into the background. Everything was altered. The Zapruder film was altered. The information was there. There were certainly more than three shots fired by Lee Harvey Oswald. The information is there. They killed President Kennedy. The trial, the murder of Martin Luther King, totally blacked out by the media, but they killed Martin Luther King. And, of course, they instigated the Vietnam War. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. There's a force of evil in our society. And, ladies and gentlemen, whether you want to stand up or not, you're either going to stand up now and do something, or you're going to lose your freedom, and you'll have nobody to blame. Help us get the information out. Help us in our effort to verify the facts yourself. Back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Colonel Dan Marvin. Colonel, do you want to get your website out and any other information you'd like?
Right, the website is expendableelite.com. And basically, you can go to that and you can learn all about the book and trial. You can order a book through there. We don't have many left. We're going to do another printing of them. Programs like yours help us to get the truth out in my book. You know, it's interesting you mentioned Martin Luther King. And this is something important that the people should know. A friend of mine, Jim Douglas, who wrote the book JFK and the Unspeakable, which is an absolutely outstanding book of truth. He even explains in there, by using me as an example, the assassination program in the U.S. Army Special Forces training that brings together officers who will be used by the CIA to silence people. Well, Jim Douglas was at the trial in Memphis, Tennessee, when the King family was represented to go to prove that the government was responsible for the death of Martin Luther King. He was there for the entire 7 days of the trial, listened to every word of testimony and saw every document of testimony that was of evidence. And the very first day, there were representatives from CNN, from ABC, CBS, all of the major networks. The very first day, one by one, they were called out of the courtroom by, he doesn't know who called them out, but they never came back. He was the only one that was there as an independent investigative journalist to listen to the entire trial. And at the end, in fact, he sent me a copy of the judge's own words that our government was found to be 70% complicit in the murder of Dr. King. Now, one of the things involved in that is two special forces, A-teams, were brought up out of reserves in the, onto active duty, and William Pepper, in his book about the King assassination, explains how they were used to follow Martin Luther King every minute of the day. And they were told when he would be assassinated, and they were told that if the shooter missed, they were to shoot to kill. So the book is named Orders to Kill, and that's the book that people should get a hold of and read, because it tells the truth about our government killing Martin Luther King. And, you know, it's interesting, I volunteered to be a Green Beret the very day after President Kennedy was assassinated. We in the military loved President Kennedy, especially the Green Berets. Well, I went for Green Beret training right after that, and within 3 months of him being killed, I sat in a top secret session in an old wooden building in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, that was surrounded by triple concertina and had guard dogs. And we heard top-secret instruction from the CIA telling how that killing of Kennedy took place and how that we, our government, had brought together four hitmen from the mafia, two from the American mafia, one of whom I know personally, and I still communicate with him, he's in prison, and two from the Corsican mafia. One of the U.S. Mafia men was on the grassy knoll. The other one was on the rooftop of the building adjacent to the Texas Book Depository, standing there with his weapon that he was going to shoot President Kennedy with amongst three FBI agents. That's the way it really happened.
But they can't.
And it was Jimmy Files.
American people know, even today, I mean, it would be so horrible to contemplate that they would have killed the president, just as it would be horrible to contemplate they left those people in the Twin Towers on September 11th to die because they needed an incident to get us into a war with Afghanistan and a war with Iraq and ultimately the coming war with Iran. The American people didn't want another war, but we were able to convince them. It was very, very convincing. We saw the planes hit the building.
Well, amen.
And then we told them that's what brought the buildings down, and it's not those buildings didn't come down because they got hit by airplanes. They came down because, well, we know Building 7 was a controlled demolition. We go right ahead, Colonel.
And I wouldn't doubt that it was done by people that were trained like I was in controlled demolitions in the Green Beret training. You know, the big government building hit in Oklahoma City, the federal building, that when that went down, it was because they used earmuff charges, which we were specifically trained in how to use them, and the, we used fertilizer and would actually blow that fertilizer out, which was covered with incendiary material, and then ignite that with another C4 blast. And it'd be like the building itself became a bomb, or that area of the building. I believe that that's the way it happened. And the only people in those days that knew how to do that were the Green Berets.
Well, and they're loyal. They believe in what they're doing. They believe they're defending our country. And that is, of course, the tragedy today, is
that
we have
right.
so many
You're
people.
You're absolutely
I'm
right.
Sure
One thing that we were taught probably stronger than anything else, and it was almost beat into our brains, not physically, but just over and over again, that any mission that we would get that would be covert in nature, compartmentalized so that your commanding officer didn't even know that you'd been asked to do it, and us always voluntary, would be necessary for the defense of this country. Even
that is,
to kill
sure,
your own president.
The people.
Right.
And that's, I'm sure, how they justified to many people involved the murder of President Kennedy. He was actually betraying our country. He was working with it, had back channel relationships with the Soviet Union. And, of course, he was doing that because he couldn't trust the CIA, and he knew that.
That's right.
He knew what they lied to him about Cuba, that, got him to go along with the Bay of Pigs, which, of course, was designed to fail. They sent those boys in to die. They sent them in to one part of Cuba where there was no way they could possibly make a breakout. And then they cut off their supplies, and they left them there to die. But we couldn't tell the American people that, and any more than they can tell the American people that we're not really trying to win in Afghanistan. Well, Colonel, you know, certainly, but you went through a terrible ordeal when they brought a libel suit against you because of your book, The Expendable Elite.
Yes.
How were you able to convince the jury that you were telling the truth, the people who were charging with libel, and many of these were your men had fought with you in Vietnam who had been threatened if they did not go ahead and bring a suit against you. I mean, that is totally unconscionable.
That is unconscionable, and interestingly enough, the very same men that they...
Hold that. We'll be right back.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt... Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, I understand here, I guess, to Colonel Daniel Marvin. And Colonel, certainly we were going to talk about what happened at the trial. Do you want to pick up the story there?
Their strongest witness for the trial against us was my former executive officer on that same A-team that the book is written about. And when they questioned him, and he told all kinds of lies to the jury from the stand. But before he was over with, we played the two audio tapes that he had sent me way back in 1989 that told of the truth of my book, and in fact added information for me to put into the book. Something that I had completely left out of the book was the fact that I'd saved his life during a battle up in Con Binh area in Vietnam. And he, on the audio tape, he told all about that, how it saved his life. He told all about believing that everything in that book was true. The only thing he wasn't certain of is why we'd trained those people to go into Cambodia, because I didn't tell any of my men about the assassination mission that involved the head of that country. Only Major Foy Van Lee, my counterpart, and myself knew that. Then when Ray Johnson got up there, I played a tape that he and I had made together. And when Sir Royce, my medic, came up there on the stand, we played two different tapes that he'd sent me that explained in more detail what he had done in the district to help the 64,000 Buddhist Wahaos there by training Vietnamese nurses and medics to go around and help the people wherever they needed the help. So what they did is every time one of them came up on the stand, we would allow their audio tapes to contradict their testimony. And Dr. Stan, it was almost as if they wanted the jury not to believe them in the courtroom. They came in dressed like a bunch of bums. The only men that were dressed to the standards that the military would approve of or common decency would approve of was myself and my attorney, my two attorneys, and my publisher. They came in looking like, honestly, like a bunch of bums. And when they got up, they asked not to be called by their rank. They didn't want to have anything to do with the rank. They were out of the military. And it kind of told the jury what kind of people they were at that time, because they were intimidated. Like Major, for heaven's sake, forgetting his name now, told me when I tried to reach him before the trial, his wife told me, she said, "Oh, it's Major Strait. his wife told me, I can't let John talk to you because if he does, we lose our retirement pay. That was one
of
the big...
That's what they did. They threatened all of these people to take away the retirement pay if they didn't lie. And
that's right. And I told the jury I didn't want them, the jury, to do anything against those men because they were the bravest, most outstanding men in combat and taking care of all those Vietnamese people, taking care of our mission. Before we left there, ours was the only totally secure district along that border in all of Vietnam. And I didn't want those men hurt. I said, why they came here telling lies, you'll have to ask them.
Well, you did bring out the fact that they had all been threatened, taken away there.
We sure did. So unfortunately, that's the way that things operate, and they really shouldn't. And it's people like you and other Americans geared up to write their congressmen and senators and demand action if we're going to get it.
Now, who put up the money to bring the libel suit against you?
Oh, the Special Forces Association, no doubt backed by the CIA, because the CIA representative was there in the courtroom. He pretended to be a friend of ours. And then I sat down next to him, and after a few questions, through the questions, I intimidated him enough that he left the courtroom rather than try and tell a lie.
Now, who was that? I'm sorry.
CIA representative.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, well, was he on the stand or what?
No. He was just there visiting as our friend, supposedly, until I uncovered his real function there, was just to be a witness for the CIA that the trial went the way they wanted it to go, but it didn't.
Right.
We won the trial hands down.
There's a dark side of
$200,000 to do it. And that's one of the reasons I like to sell more books, too. I'd love to be able to say that I don't owe my attorneys anymore. We got it down to about $40,000 now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you do buy the book while you help Colonel Marvin, the trial costs about $150,000. They offered to withdraw the suit if you just withdraw the book. That's how they suppress books in America today.
That's right.
And I know there's a woman who put out a DVD called 911 Mysteries, tells what really happened on September 11th. They brought a totally unfounded lawsuit against her. Even the judge acknowledges it, but they've got millions of dollars to put out to bankrupt her because, the crime was she told the truth about what happened on September 11th, and the American people must never, never learn the truth.
That's right. I was pleased to see one of the five books from the ARRB, which showed, you mentioned earlier in the program, in fact, in the first few minutes of the program, how they had proved that the film had been compromised by people changing it to show what they wanted the American people to know. And it was Sidney Wilkinson, who is my agent, actually, to make a feature film out of the book, that discovered that. She's an absolute expert in photo analysis and things of that nature.
That was a Zapruder film of the Kennedy assassination.
That's right.
And they doctored it. The FBI doctored it. Everything was to cover it up. Never let the American people know the truth, what really happened
on
that tragic day in Dallas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just about out of time. Our guest this morning has been Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, his book, Expendable Elite, an amazing story of what happened in Vietnam, a story they don't want you to read because they don't want you to understand Afghanistan's Vietnam all over again. So, thank you so much, Colonel.
You're very welcome, Doctor. God
Bill
bless
rights,
you.
Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Sandback here. We do hope you enjoy our conversation with Colonel Marvin. We do carry his book, Expendable Elite. We think it's an important book, and you can get it through his website or get it through our website. Whichever place you get it, it will help to pay off his lawyers so they can get out of debt. And certainly they've done a great job. They would not be intimidated. And ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want the American people to know is there really is an invisible government. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's small, easy to read, and of course if you buy it in bulk, while you get a much less lower price for it, you need to get the information. And believe me, this book has changed the lives of thousands of people, because you need to understand there is a satanic conspiracy, not imaginary. There really are satanic covens. There really are people who carry out human sacrifices. If you've never seen the book we carry called Satanic Crimes, or the four-tape set or four-CD set on satanic crimes, there really are these people in America today. And they work at the highest levels of our society, like the Bilderbergers. And you'll read about the White March in Belgium, 350,000 people all dressed in white in that little tiny country, protesting the Bilderbergers, and not one person in the United States heard about it, about the Bilderbergers and pedophilia. We carry a book called The Franklin Scandal, about the pedophilia ring here in America that began in Boys Town and extended right into the White House. The book, The Franklin Scandal. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America. We carry another fascinating book. It's called A Terrible Mistake. A Terrible Mistake. It's the true story of the CIA employee. He really was actually worked for the military, but most people think he worked for the CIA, who took LSD or was given LSD and jumped out a window. He didn't jump out the window, ladies and gentlemen. He was thrown out because he told the truth, and that was the terrible mistake. All of these books, actually, they're all published by Trinday, The Franklin Scandal, The Terrible Mistake, and Expendable Elite. Why are they all published by the same publisher? Because the regular media will not carry this. The regular publishing houses, most of them, will not put these out because they're all controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you call any one of the major publishing houses today and you'll find out it's just one of 20 or 30 publishing houses, all controlled by the same people. That's how they control what the American people think. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We are having some problems maintaining our 60 outlets every week. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. I will tell you, we're moving into very difficult times We're going to war with Iran. There's going to be chaos in our cities, and this is all planned. There are actually are Muslim training camps in this country where people are who are trained in the military. They've been sent to Pakistan in military training and brought back here in preparation for the violence in America. Does the government know about it? Of course they do. They're financing it, at least the dark side of government, because they want chaos to justify implementing martial law and the end of freedom as we know it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't, we'll be hearing an interview with Paul Williams this week on this station. He's the expert on the Muslim training camp in this country, the jihad training camps where they're being trained. Or when word is given, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based